me. And chapter 8, and I'll probably read here in just a second, verse 11. But I sure am glad that some kids can sing. It reminds me when I was younger, I got kicked out of the Lutheran choir at 8 years old. So from an early age, I could not sing, but I do my best.
Make a joyful noise.
That's what he said, a joyful noise. Yes, yeah, so I can make a noise. All right, good to see you here. Just a quick prayer request. I don't know if you recall, we had a sister and a brother just come out to the last two meetings. Janice and I met her, and she said that she was born again. Her name is Pilar, and Richard, they usually sit right over there. She called me last night from the emergency room. She fell off the ladder and broke her rib. So she said she's sorry that she can't come today. I said, well, I can understand that, yeah, so... we'll have a prayer for her. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. Thankful that you're here. I hope you get a blessing. Hope that we can learn something and apply it to our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and has built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant with and which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day, and it shall be, if thou do it all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. And let's pray. Father in heaven, we are thankful for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity to open up the Word of God and preach it. We pray that we would be attentive hearers and then be doers of the Word. We thank you for these young children singing the songs of praise and glorifying your name. We do pray for those that are ill, Rosie and others, for Bill that has difficulties as well, and for Pilar, that you would help her to be healed quickly without pain. Bless us now. Bless this day. May your name be glorified. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you read this text, there's a recurring theme, and the basic idea is don't forget the Lord.
Amen.
But have you ever noticed how forgetful we are? I bet some of you this morning walked out without your umbrella. You forgot your umbrella, and then you got in the car and you thought, oh my, yeah. Have you ever forgotten something? Yeah, we forget things all the time, and there's so many things that we forget. We sit down on the computer, want to log into our bank account, and oops, what's the password? I can't remember the password. And they tell you not to write it down, so then how are you going to remember? It's not written down anywhere, so you can't remember, and you got to reset the password, and then they decide, well, it's not good enough, you can't just reset their password, you got to contact the administrator, and the administrator's forgotten your password as well, and so everybody forgets. And so there's a lot of problems in forgetting. You ever forget your wallet? Sometimes I want to warn you, it's not that you forgot. It's your wife took it out of your pants and didn't put it back. And you get to the store and you're ready to pay, and all of a sudden you don't have what? Your wallet, because you forgot it. You ever forget where you parked your car? Been going out to UTSA and they have this big parking lot. Every time I go, I forget where I parked. After the first time, I tell myself, as I'm standing at the elevator, okay, I'm on the third floor, I'm right over here. And then when I come back, here I'm on the second floor looking around. We forget. There's a tendency among humans to forget. I remember one curious time in Mexico, I'm not going to name the brother because I'm not going to embarrass them, but we decided to go down to the coast in Mexico, and we spent 3 days. We had campers and tents, and we're out there having a great time. And so now it's time to go. When we're packing up, we get packing all the cars and getting everything, all the tents folded up, all the sleeping bags, and the car's stuffed up. They've got everything stuffed. We get in the car, and one of the brothers, where are my keys? Where? Then obviously his wife asked him, where did you put them? He says, I thought I put them in my pocket, but now I don't remember. Well, check your pocket. So he checks his pockets. So we unpack all the tents. We open the tents up. We go through all the tents, all the sleeping bags, going up and down the beach there looking for it. 3 hours we look for his keys. Finally, his wife says, for about the fifth time, did you check your pockets? And he goes, oh, there they are. Yeah. So the Lord says here, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. I think that Lord, we should remember much more than our keys.
Yes.
Or our little pilot thing for the TV or your phone or your wallet or whatever. Much more important. And the Lord tells us, be careful. I'm telling you, beware. Beware, be cautious, do not forget the Lord your God. Of all the things to forget, you don't want to forget God. And yet, Israel forgot God. Isn't that amazing? How could you forget a God that parts the Red Sea? How could you forget a God that feeds you in the desert with manna? How can you forget a God that gives you water out of a rock in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a drought? How could you forget a God? How could you forget a God that delivered you from the bondage of Egypt? And yet there it is. And I find it amazing that we would stand here in contempt of these Israelites that they forgot God. Don't you stand in contempt when you read it? How could they do it? Until that moment, that little spark, and you remember, you behave just like them.
That's right.
God did mighty things in your life, and yet you forget Him. Isn't that amazing? Look over in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 18. He says, on the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. You know anybody like that, that's forgotten God? And it's probably very easy to point fingers at the other fellows. But how many times have you and I been unmindful of the God that has formed us?
Amen.
Unmindful of Christ that died on the cross. You know, we have a service tonight, and we have it every Sunday night. It's a meeting of remembrance that the Lord said, I want you to take this supper, I want you to take this bread, and I want you to take this cup, and I want you to do it in remembrance of me. Do you think the Lord knows we're a little bit forgetful? He tells us, do some things so you don't forget. Yeah. Look over in Judges chapter 3 and verse 7. I'm going to get you lots of scriptures. Hopefully you'll remember one of them. He says in verse 7, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the groves. How do I articulate this? What a lapse in memory that you could not only forget about God, but go to such extent that you build other gods. Do you remember when Moses went up to the mountain and he's up there and the Lord's giving him the Ten Commandments and he's up there just for a little while and the children of Israel, well, we don't know where Moses is at. We need a God that brought us out of Egypt. Well, you already have a God that brought you out of Egypt. You can't make another one. But what did they do? They made another one. Not very much time had lapsed, and all of a sudden they're building a god out of gold. Did you know there are people that have gods made out of gold and paper and ceramic and all sorts of things? How could they forget the God that created all things? How could they forget the God that so loved us that he gave his only begotten son on the cross of Calvary that died for our sins? How could we forget them and go on to other gods? Stephen made up a sign as we're evangelizing out there in UTSA, has a picture of a image and a person bowing down before the image, and it says very boldly, "This is idolatry." And it's amazing how many young people don't realize that is idolatry. And they come up and ask us, how is that idolatry? Well, do you know the commandments? When you talk to people, they say, yeah, we have to keep the commandments, but do you know the commandments? One of the commandments said you're not supposed to make any image to bow down before it. Well, what about my cross? Well, what about this? Do you have doubts? Get rid of it.
Amen.
We worship God in spirit and truth. We don't worship him through images. Yeah, God demands faith, and if you're looking at something and putting your eyeballs on it, that's no longer faith, that's sight, and God is not pleased. And you have no idea what God looks like, so where are you going to make an image of him? Somebody says, I'm not praying to the image, I'm praying to the image of what it represents. Well, if you read your Bible, it represents demons.
Yes.
You didn't think about that one, did you? Yeah. Did you think there might be some demonic activity enticing you to forget the God that created you and worship demons under the names of Mary and all the saints?
Amen.
Wow, that's a thought. Look over in Psalm 106 and verse 10. He says, he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, and there was not one of them left. Then believed they his word. They sang his praises. Yeah, great time. God's delivered us. We're happy. Hallelujah. Yeah? But then what does it say? They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. What is striking to me in these passages is how soon we forget.
Yes.
You know, it'd be one thing, we get old, have an 89th birthday, and we forget some things. We forget that, I already told you that story, and we repeat the story. Sorry, Lynn, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that other 89-year-old guy. We forget things, don't we? But it's remarkable, it's incredible that we forget so soon what God has done for us.
Amen.
The moment we have adversity, the moment difficulties arise, we soon forget how powerful God is.
Amen.
Yeah? How many of you really remember 9/11? It wasn't too long ago. Do you remember who crashed into those towers and killed all those people? It was people of another faith. And now we're electing them into our government. How soon we forget. How soon we forget. Let me tell you something. I've been doing a little bit of research on them, on the Muslim faith or Islam. That is not a good religion. And they do not have your best intentions in mind. They have their own intentions. And historically, I just was amazed at how much conquering they did. I used to give the Catholics a real hard time about the Crusades, but the Crusades were really in response to the Muslim conquests.
Amen.
Well, that's another sermon, but it is amazing how soon we forget. Right after 9/11, go America, right? Right after 9/11, they told us, those that were in New York, people were friendly, they were wanting to go to church, and they were wanting to pray, and then now what's going on? What did God say? Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. How soon we forget. And it happens to the best of us. Do you remember the story I'll read about Peter? Do you remember Peter? Mark chapter 14, verse 29, he says, but Peter said unto the Lord, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But Peter spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. There he is, mid-afternoon, telling the Lord, I'm not going to deny you. And then before the night is over, he's denied him three times. Isn't that amazing? How many times have you and I done the very same thing? The New Year's upon us, right around the corner. Some of you are going to make vows. All right, this year I'm going to do something. And before the week is over, whoop, you forgot. I'm going to read my Bible. And before the week is over, you forgot. I'm going to pray more. And before the week is over, you forget. I'm going to give more. And before the week is over, you forget. We are a forgetful people. And what a shame that we forget the Lord our God, after he said, beware. Have you ever seen anybody that sees the sign, beware of dogs, and then they're not bewaring of dogs? They just go ahead and open the gate and go right in. Even though there's a big sign with a big dog with his choppers open, it says, beware of dogs, and then you go in. It was really funny, and the Polish word for dog is pies. And if you spell it out, it's P-I-E-S. What does that spell? Pies. And we're walking around, why is everybody worried about pies? I don't understand. Well, beware. And God tells us in the scriptures, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. We ought to have God in all our thoughts. We ought to meditate on him day and night. Do you remember another fellow? Do you remember when Joseph was in prison and I think there was a baker? And then there was a butler, and they had visions, and then they heard that Joseph could interpret visions, and they go to Joseph, and Joseph interprets the visions for them, and he tells the butler, "When you're going to be free, but when you're free, what'd he say? Don't forget me. Remember me." Yeah? And then amazingly, the butler's free. You would think that he would be thankful. You would think that he would rejoice. Wow! Wow, that Joseph, he's quite a guy. He interpreted my dream and it's come true. Hey, I need to tell you something about Joseph. He forgot him. He forgot him. And the Bible says, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. God has given us abundant, exceedingly abundant above all measure, great and wonderful promises. Amen. And yet, what do? Are you paying attention?
Yes.
What do? We forget. Jesus said, God says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Because we have this malady or this weakness or this corruption within us and this tendency to forget, that somehow and some reason, I'm not exactly sure, it seems to be our sin nature, that therefore, when we have problems, we want to accuse God of forgetting. Isn't that amazing? God tells us, don't you forget, we forget. And then when we have a problem, we say God forgets. It's like those disciples out in that boat and the waves are rocking the boat and the rain is coming down and the wind is blowing. And they go to the Lord, wake up, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Of all the accusations, how to accuse God of not caring. And yet the same thing, when we have afflictions, we have problems. God, have you forgotten me? We shout. In fact, that's in the scriptures. Look over in Psalm 42. I will say unto God my rock. So far so good, right? God my rock. Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Why do I have all these difficulties? Oh God, why hast thou forgotten me? But really, has God really forgotten us? We've forgotten him, but has God really forgotten us? Shame on us for forgetting God. Shame on us for accusing God of forgetting us. God is not like us. Jesus said at this matter, are not there five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Isn't that remarkable that God has the hairs of your head numbered? I'm looking over here at Glenn, and he reminded me, we were just asking, where's Glenn been? Where's Glenn been? And we come up to him and say, Glenn, where you been? He says, I'm not picking on you, Glenn. I'm sorry. Don't mean to embarrass you. He says, didn't you remember? I told you I was going to Tennessee. And I'm looking, you're right. This is really going to fit my sermon this morning, so thank you, Glenn. We forget, don't we? Shame on us. How long have you been coming to this church? Probably a long time. And yet sometimes you come through those doors and I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, what is your name? I can't think of your name. I think we need to get name tags and put, like in the military, put your name on there because I forget. And that's embarrassing, but how much more embarrassing to forget the Lord. And he said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. And then worse, we accuse God of forgetting. He says, look, don't worry. I can count all the sparrows and I know the number of hairs on your head. Don't you worry. You can trust in me. Amen. But we forget he said that, right? We forget that he said, don't worry. I got you covered.
Yeah. Amen.
Can a woman forget her sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, God says, yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. That's a promise. Now that first part is shocking, and yet every year, you're going to read in the newspaper, especially as springtime rolls around, somebody put their sucking child in a car seat, went off to work, got out of their car, went into work, worked 8 hours, and came back, and that sucking child is dead because of the heat in the car. You say, how could they forget? Do you think they did it intentionally? Negligence? And so God says, yea, a mother may forget her sucking child, but I'm not going to forget. That's a pretty good promise.
Amen.
God is not going to forget us. So when you're in the low valleys and affliction and difficulties and problems and despair and the clouds are dark and the night is dark and you can't see and you just don't know and you're stuck in the sands and you're wondering, don't cry out, oh God, hast thou forgotten me? Cry out to God, God, I know that you know where I'm at.
Amen.
And I need some help. Don't accuse God of forgetting you. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. What a promise. God is not going to forget your name. Your pastor might forget your name. You might forget your wife's anniversary or her birthday. But God is not going to forget you. And that is a tremendous promise. And so God tells us as a way of reminder, beware, be cautious, be careful. Do not forget the Lord thy God. Did you know that it's good to be reminded? How many of you have children? Your children are going outside and what do you say? Watch for cars. Why do you tell them that? Because they'll forget. Yeah, we have to remind our children, right? Don't run up and be the first in the line. Let the elderly go first. We have to remind them because children are forgetful. But just like you and I, we're forgetful and God has to remind us. And he tells us, beware that you forget not the Lord thy God. I have some wonderful promises for you in the book of Hebrews. God says this. You've labored all the night, you've prayed, you've witnessed, you've preached, You've done your best to serve God, and you seem you're in the despairs of agony, and you're wondering, you're in depression. Why has God forgotten me in your difficulties? And yet God says this, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Isn't that wonderful that God is not going to forget? But the implications in this very passage of promise is that forgetting is an unrighteous act. He says, I'm not unrighteous to forget you. And the implication is if you forget God, that is an unrighteous act. And we think ourselves righteous, right? And these people say, well, you know, you got to endure to the end. And what does that mean? Well, you can't sin. How many times have you forgotten God in your life? You're going to endure to the end. It's a malady that all of us suffer, and we have to be reminded.
Amen.
And yes, shamed in a sense, exhorted to repentance because we're so prone to forget. And God says, don't forget. Yeah. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
How many times have you thought about your sins and you're ashamed? What if we were to stand up and confess our sins before everybody? Ooh. Boy, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it? But God says, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
Well, that tells me something. So there's some things we should always remember, and there's some things we need to forget. But isn't that just like us? We just do the opposite. We forget God and remember the sins. Yeah? We forget the words of God, but we remember the words of men. We forget the important things and remember the non-important things. We forget that God has forgiven us and we remember that you owe me something. Sometimes we need to forget.
Yes.
And with that forgetting comes forgiveness. Isn't it amazing? I know I'm married for... Oh, I'm in trouble. 47 years. I hope I haven't forgotten. Isn't it amazing that you get in an argument and you could remember 47 years ago, Tuesday night at 7:30, the phones were ringing and the thunder was thundering. You did this. Isn't it amazing what a great memory we have? That we probably should have forgot about, but not forget about God. Some things we should forget. We forget that which we should remember, and remember that which we should forget. God says, you know what? Because you're mine, because you're in Christ, I've forgotten all your sins and iniquities. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
Wow. Just a word of advice. In the book of James, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. There is a blessing of God by hearing the words of God and not forgetting them, but doing them. God blesses you. But in that, I'm reminded that we have to come back to the word daily so that we don't forget. What is it that you do in order to memorize something? Isn't it a repetition?
Right.
Don't you repeat the words over and over again or read them out loud? I remember Leslie teaching us how to memorize quickly. She would put a word on the board, on a chalkboard, obviously, or a whiteboard. I guess you could use a whiteboard. She'd put the verse there, and then she'd say, all right, repeat the verse, and we'd all repeat the verse. Then she would erase the first word. Now repeat the verse. And we could remember that because just one word, we could remember what that word is. And we would repeat it with that word that's now erased. And then she would erase the second word. And so it on went. And amazingly, by the time you did that, you had the verse memorized. We need to exercise ourselves onto memory. We need to exercise being mindful to remember the Lord.
Amen.
As you're going out the door, what does the wife say? Don't forget to pick up bread. Yeah? And if you're like me, you go to the store, you're coming home, I need to stop at the store. I remember Janice told me to go to the store and pick up, I don't know. What did she tell me to pick up? I know I'm supposed to pick up something, but now I don't know. Then I'm in a dilemma. Should I call her? Oh man, if I call her, she's going to say, did you forget again? What do you do? Well, I'll just go in the store and I'll walk around. Maybe I'll remember. And I'm walking along. Well, maybe it was this. All right, I'll just put that in the basket. Yeah. And I'm walking along. It could be that. Okay, we'll put that in the basket. And I'm going to the next aisle. I don't know if that's what it was. I'll just put that in a basket too. And pretty soon I've got a whole basket full. And I go home and she says, did you stop by the store? I sure did, honey. She said, did you remember the bread? And I'm going, oh, the bread. I got the milk and I got the butter and I got the ice cream. I got this, but I didn't get the bread. Very wise man sitting to my right once said, a short pencil is better than a long memory. Sometimes we just need to write it down. Can you send it to me in a text so that I can remember? Yeah. Would you put it in an email so that I can remember? Well, God put it in a book so that we could remember.
Amen.
I just had a reminder that time is ticking. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. Brethren, when we find ourselves in despair and we find ourselves wallowing in the muck, we need to remember all of his benefits, all of his blessings that he's given to us. We need to remember that he knows all the sparrows. And he knows the hairs on our head, and he's got it under control. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The Red Sea is standing before us, and the Egyptian army is behind us. It looks like we don't have a chance, but we forgot that he's the God of miracles. So start walking into the Red Sea and watch it part. Brethren, Paul said, brethren, I count not myself apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, there are some things we need to forget in order to march on.
Amen.
Yeah. Forget about those things. Forget about the things that divide us and focus on God. Beware that thou not forget not the Lord thy God. It seems like a reasonable thing that we can do is to remember the Lord. It seems like a practical thing that one way to remember the Lord is to gather once or twice in a week so that we don't forget. It seems like good practical advice. The Lord says, I want you to take this supper so that you won't forget me. I want you to do it in remembrance of me.
Yes.
Someone said it's one of our best meetings is the Lord's Supper meeting. That may be true, that may be not, but I'm telling you what, something about the Lord's Supper is really good. It's an opportunity to remember.
Amen.
Why? Because what I think I've illustrated this morning, we all tend to forget. We're very forgetful people. It's something, it's innate in our nature to forget. And we have an opportunity to remember the Lord. We have it written down in the book. If we open that book, it brings to remembrance things that we've forgotten. And let me close with this because time is fleeting. Look in 2 Peter in chapter 1. This is what Peter said. In verse 12 he says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance."
Amen.
Isn't that what Peter's saying? He put it in a book so he won't forget. He wrote it down and put it in a note. You got it on your phone so you don't forget. Yeah? You ought to put a note to yourself, put an alarm to yourself that says, "Don't forget the Lord." Yeah? Talking to these young people out at the campus, all they have ambitions, they have desires, they're studying hard. Some are going to be psychologists, some are going to be engineers, some are going to be professors. All sorts of things they're studying. And you know what I tell them? Don't forget the Lord.
Amen.
You're busy scampering about, looking for a boyfriend, looking for a girlfriend, looking for a degree, looking to finish college, but don't forget the Lord. And you, my brothers and sisters, I know you're busy. You got the family, you're cooking, you got kids running here and there. You got a job to go to, you got things to do. You got to mow the lawn, you got to trim the edges, you got to change the oil in the car, you got to get gas in the car, you got to wash the car, you got to clean the room, you got to do this. Your wife reminds you to make the bed, you got to go shopping. You got so many things to do. It clouds your mind and you tend to forget. Let me remind you that God says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God."
Amen.
And I think, as Peter said, it's good to put you in remembrance. Amen? All right, Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. I pray that we would remember you in all things, that we would put you first, and thank God you've forgotten our sins. We're thankful for that because of Jesus Christ. If anybody's not saved this morning, I pray they'd come to know you as their Savior. I pray that the Christians, brothers and sisters that I know and love, I pray that we'd all be able to remember you every moment of our lives, and that we would exhort one another onto good works to remember what Christ has done for us. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock. Amen.